Welcome to What's the Story? My name is Janice Hermsen. I'm your host, and I'm here today with my co-host, Dennis Dupreau, over there browsing his notes. What's going on with those notes?
I'm just realizing what today is.
Oh, what day is today, Dennis?
Today is Friday the 13th.
It is.
And it's always my lucky day.
And we were trying to pronounce this word.
And I can't do it now. Well, it's
Frigatrixophobia.
Yeah, something de phobia.
When you're afraid of Friday the 13th.
That's right. It's a big, long word. You can look it up on the internet. Look up who's afraid of Friday the 13th, and you'll find the whole long word. It's a good one, though. It's a good one.
I think they made a movie. And,
yeah, they should, right? But we do have...
for the marquee. Yeah.
That's right.
Yep. We do have a great show today, Dennis. Rick Cornell, author of I Am That Fool, and he just released 2051, his second novel, is here with us on the set. Welcome, Rick.
Thank you, Jan.
Thanks
for inviting me.
Yes, yes.
And thank you, Dennis.
You're welcome. Boy, does he have a voice, too.
He has a voice
for radio,
He does.
Too.
Well, you know, he sings.
Yes, he does.
Yes. We have all sorts of things to find out about Rick. He's multi-talented. Then look out, because Brian T. Shirley will be on the second half with his new BTS Entertainment Corner. And this week he'll have Maria Olson and Jamie Bernadette, who are going to be talking about the movies they're working on. One of them's pretty controversial. The other one got some great reviews, so be sure to stay tuned for that. And I want to give a shout-out to my own husband, John, who is out there listening because he heard we're going to have this, and he wants to make sure he hears about it, too. I know. Our show today is brought to you by LaRue Press. Remember, you can pick up your copy of What's the Story? Print publication at Dr. James Forsyth office at 521 Hamel in Reno, Nevada. And if you need a checkup or repair on your computer, get the best computer care out there with Computer Biz at 775-354-8469. They're located at 1210 Gregg Street in Sparks, Nevada. Call Reggie at 775-354-8469. That's Computer Biz in Sparks. So everybody's got a computer these days. You got to get them fixed.
You got to use them while you got them.
That's right. We love to hear from you, our listeners. Just give us a call at 844-987-8679. That number is 844-WT-STORY. Tweet us at LaRue Press or go to Facebook on our What's the Story page. But now I want to get right to our guest, Rick Cornell. And as I said in the intro, he just released his second novel, 2051. Rick is one of the few Nevada lawyers whose practice emphasizes appeals and post-conviction practice. That's easy for me to say. He has been in active practice since 1980 in Nevada. I want to welcome you, Rick. I just want to do a brief bio so people know your background before we start talking about this book that has a ton of law in it.
Yes. Thanks.
A ton of law.
You would think that being a criminal appeals and writs person, I write all the time, which I do, and so you'd think that, well, novel writing's just a natural segue for you, isn't it? And the answer is no, not really. Both professions require good use of the King's English, and beyond that, they couldn't be more different.
Yeah, how true is that?
That kind of leaves me out in the King's English.
The King's English. Well, the Queen's English is okay.
Okay.
All right.
So give a little synopsis there of what we're looking at with 2015. Maybe we should talk about I Am That Fool first, because I Am That Fool is your first novel.
Right. Well, I Am That Fool is written slightly into the future. Like, when I wrote it, it was about 10 months into the future. At this point, it's in the very slight distant past. But I Am That Fool follows the trial and tribulations of one Ryan Brown, is the most successful criminal defense lawyer in his town, which is purposely unnamed because I wanted to give the impression that this story could happen anywhere in the United States, certainly anywhere in the urban United States. And what happens to Ryan is he goes and celebrates a big win at a strip club, picks up the stripper to drive off for a little extramarital fun, crashes his car, and his next waking moment is in the county jail where he's been charged with felony DUI, and he can't bail out. He decides, rather than being thrown to the wolves of the public defender's office, he will represent himself. Hence, I am that fool. You may
well, that
ask.
Sounds like he's had a lot of fun.
Yeah, you may ask from that how realistic. How does any of that happen? To which I'd say, read the book and you find out.
That's right.
But you would think from that premise, nothing but bad things happen to Ryan. But guess what? Not exactly. The book is really one about karma, sin, and redemption more than anything else. This book, 2051, goes 36 years later. And the protagonist in this book is Ryan's helpful son, Bo. 2051, and I'm going to read from the blurb on the back cover, tells the story of the dystopian American legal system 36 years after its writing, caused by the greatest act of domestic terrorism in the history of America on American soil on 831, also known as August 31st, 2049. Under the law hastily passed by Congress in response to the public outrage, an American engaging in the ultimate act of kindness and Christian charity can end up being imprisoned for life for treason. That American turns out to be Bo Brown, the kind, helpful son from I Am That Fool. Can Bo escape the clutches of this unjust law? And if he can, at what price?
Oh, I like the way he says that.
Oh, it's written very well.
You think?
Okay. So that in a nutshell is what that book is about.
Oh, so it doesn't have anything to do with Area 51.
No, or Penal Code 2051. It doesn't have anything to do with that either.
No, you can't go on the Friday the 13th thing now,
no.
Dennis. Sorry, we're not going there. But we're doing a little... Would you call this sci-fi or would you call this mystery?
I would say it's a meld of both, more mystery and suspense. Both books prominently feature the trials. So I would call it courtroom drama, and mystery and suspense seems to fit a courtroom drama as well as any. Because it's being written 36 years into the future, of course I have to riff on what the future might look like a little bit. For example... In 36 years, when they have to go across country, they take the Musk-mobile here and there. Elon Musk's invention comes true to life. It's trains that go 400 miles an hour and can get you from San Francisco to New York in about 7 hours. And so I riff on things like that that are being talked about and maybe quite probably will become a reality. At least we hope so. That would be a tremendous public
and
works
it premieres
project.
on Jay Leno's garage.
If it can be parked amongst the 35 Porsches.
That's right.
But really, as I was saying to you guys beforehand, in 1979, could I have told you that your whole world will be contained in one of these as I pulled out my iPhone or it'd be any smartphone? And no, I'm not that brilliant. Some people might be, but I'm not. So
I tell him he should have watched Star Trek, then he would have known.
Well, that's true. That's true. We haven't gotten to phasers on stun yet. But,
well, that's true. Well, no, but, kind of the tasers.
Well,
you know?
That's true.
I mean,
tasers. That's true.
A lot of the people that predict future, it does come true.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, and the cell phone is a direct product of what Tesla came up with many many years ago. And that's a story that's been oft told. So, yeah, I mean, if you're really into that sort of thing, you can do it. I don't profess to have that kind of intellect. So, my focus is on legal drama. So
he's got a lot of intellect, my friends.
Yeah. Yes. So the legal drama really, I think, is the predominant thing. But yes, the trials in both books are the centerpiece. And certainly one of the things I wanted to do as one who tried a number of jury trials and in more recent years has handled appeals and, oh gosh, over 1,000 trials, I would say, is really to give the reader the idea of what a trial looks like. Of course, in 36 years, what a trial may look like might be very different. For one thing, I speculate that with the advances in pixel resolution, we can Skype in witnesses right. from anywhere in the world, and with 3D holograms, they'll look exactly like a real live witness. So a witness from testifying from Abu Dhabi will look like the same as a witness testifying live from Albuquerque.
Well,
you know?
As long as you don't get a picture or a video from 7-Eleven.
Yeah, and don't show the Skyped witnesses any documents. You might screw things up if you do that.
You can see better pictures from Mars than you can.
All right, well, folks, we're going to to have to cut away with that. That was great, Rick. We're going to keep you on for another segment. And I want to tell you that you can get his book at lrpnv.com. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about why it's at lrpnv.com and not also at Amazon. And we're going to share a little bit of that story with you. There's a little story
for
that. It's fun. So we will go ahead and take a break. Remind you to go to lrpnv.com for all your commercial printing, where you can get lots of stuff to print, including bookmarks, media kits, all sorts of things, business cards, you name it. So you are listening to What's the Story? I'm Janice Hermsen. Stay with us for the next segment with Rick Cornell.
Hi, this is Eddie Floyds. I want to tell you about the Wainema Ranch. As a matter of fact, I'm going to invite you to visit Wainema Ranch for one reason. You can visit them online right now and help out where you can with our American heritage, the wild horses and burros at the Wainema Ranch. It is right here north of Reno, Nevada. That's WainemaRanch.com, W-Y-N-E-M-A Ranch.com. Get involved. Visit us today and see why I say my wife runs the ranch and I run my mouth.
This is Patricia Bunting from the Bunting family here at Island Sauce Company, where you can bring home an island feel. This sauce is a tropical dattle pepper sauce that began in 2006 by blending our favorite ingredients with our dattle peppers from our garden. This sauce speaks for itself. Our mission here at Island Sauce Company is to provide high quality products made in Florida to every customer every time. Island Sauce began from a love of cooking and enjoying good sauces. We are from North Florida, where dattles are the local pepper. Dattle peppers have a rich and distinct flavor, not just heat like other peppers. The dattle pepper flavor is unique and pepper lovers must try it. We are a micro hot sauce company that is centered on quality and not quantity. Please contact us and order at islandsaucecompany.com. Thank you.
Picnic Pub and Patio isn't just a new downtown Reno restaurant. It's an entirely new idea in dining. Picnic has a comfortable outdoor deck and community kitchen where you can barbecue your own meal. Purchase fresh, locally produced beef, pork, or chicken from Picnic, or bring your own and fire up one of the commercial grills outside. The friendly, knowledgeable Picnic staff will give you grilling advice if you need it and let you use their seasonings and cooking utensils. Then kick back on the deck and enjoy your delicious creation along with one of over 20 beers on tap and prepared Picnic sides such as collard greens and potato salad. Inside, Picnic is a turn-of-the-century sports lounge. Catch the big game inside the comfortable craftsman interior with a beer or cocktails made with fresh herbs from Picnic's edible garden. Picnic is located at 235 Flint Street, right across from the Great Basin Food Co-op. Get more information at facebook.com/picnicpub. That's facebook.com/PIGNICPUB. Did you know that Noble Pie Parlor has been voted best pizza in Northern Nevada 5 times? They make deliciously different pizzas with the freshest ingredients, like house-made meatballs and sausage, caramelized fennel and onion, and Granny Smith apples. Noble has excellent options for health-conscious pizza fans, too, including vegan and gluten-free, and they always buy the best local produce at places like our Great Basin Food Co-op. The award-winning Noble Pie Parlor has also been voted Best Wings and won the Wing Fest Championship 3 times for their famous Pittsburgh-style wings. Noble Pie Parlor has a great weekend brunch, too. Check out the Cal's Omelette and build your own Bloody Mary. Noble even has a full bar with local beers and creative cocktails like the Grey Fox with homemade Earl Grey syrup. Noble also caters and delivers. They're located at 239 West 2nd Street next to the El Cortez Hotel. Call 775-622-9222. That's 622-9222. Or visit NoblePieParlor.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to What's the Story? I'm Janice Hermsen here today with my co-host Dennis Dupro of
That Would
Water
Be
Emotions
Me.
101. That is you. Always has been. Probably always will be.
Yeah, always will be.
That's right. And then we go through the rest of that prayer, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, it's in my head.
That's all right. We can just all collect all these emotions that we're going on.
Yeah.
That's right. And Rick Cornell is on the set with us today, author of 2051, a novel. Also author of I Am That Fool. That was his first novel. Welcome back, Rick.
Thank you.
And this segment is brought to you by a number of the locations where you can find What's the Story. Dennis, you're waiting for it, aren't you?
I'm just waiting for it.
Sinbad's Hot Dogs.
I'm not going to say. I'm going to say Steamy Weenie.
I knew you guys couldn't resist. located at 418 North McCarran in Sparks, Nevada. America Matters Media, right here in the Reno Town Mall, where we broadcast our show. Buy Nevada First, right across the walkway, where you can also buy anything and everything Nevada. And, of course, get a copy of What's the Story, which is all about Nevada. And
you can also get a copy of 2051 and I Am That Fool and buy Nevada First, by the
plug.
By.
Great
Ooh,
plug.
That was great.
So get a 2051 and I Am That Fool along with your What's the Story. What's the Story, however, is free. Also, A
so
to Z.
So you can bring your steaming weenie here and read the book.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Also, A to Zen in Carson City. Just go to 1801 North Carson Street in Carson City. And, of course, many other locations. We're adding places all the time. Thank you to Doug, a.k.a. the Jerky Man, who distributes What's the Story throughout our community. If you need flyers handed out, you can reach him at 775-762-6748 or get some jerky from him, giving him his name, the Jerky Man. And if you're in South Carolina, wherever Brian T. Shirley is touring with BTS on the road, you'll find What's the Story there, too.
Oh, I thought maybe he was going to say you could find a steaming weenie.
You got to let that go.
Dennis. I know.
You really have to let that go.
Started last week. And I know.
We could not.
You couldn't stop saying
I have a comment, but I'm going to be so polite and not say it because it would be very politically incorrect.
I think we're already being politically incorrect.
Oh, well, we were talking on over the week.
He's going to say it anyway.
No, I'm not. We actually had this, the big snowstorm earlier.
Yes, we did.
Sunday night, Monday morning?
Yes.
And there was a comment made about how much snow we got in our areas, and I said, I got 8 inches. And then the conversation on the morning show went rapidly downhill from there.
I'm certain of that.
We brought up your steaming weenie.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just still trying to wrap my mind around the nickname of the Jerky Man. I've decided he can have that. I'll pass. Thank you.
Hey, do you have any nicknames, Rick?
It's a good thing that Rick is on the, he's a lawyer.
Oh, gosh. None that are repeatable in the public forum, I think. But, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
gee, we made you laugh before the segment started.
There you go. So let's get back to 2051. It's better than the steam and weenie, right?
That's right. You just wanted to say that again, didn't you?
For you.
Oh,
just for you.
Let's get back to 2051.
The novel. We were talking about the fact that before we went to break that we have 2051 on LRPNV
right
now.
Yeah, Janice, what's the story here?
I know, and there is a story behind this, because in the past, before August of this year, we've never had a problem with Amazon, never had a problem putting any books on, and in August, we started to have a small problem where our images wouldn't hold, things disappeared, and then most recently, we were putting on a number of the releases that we just brought out in November, Rick's being one of them. And lo and behold, here we are, and it's disappearing again. So if anybody out there has had the same problem on Amazon, I'd love to hear from you. You can go to lrpnv.com and hit that Contact Us button and tell me how you resolved it, because right now we are in constant conversation back and forth through the help forms that you have to use.
Tell us your story.
Yeah, tell us your story, because I'd love to know if anybody else is having the problem, or Rick kind of thinks that maybe it's something he said in the book that they...
They read the first four pages or something.
The greatest act of domestic terrorism is a group of conspirators who put together faux Amazon.com robots, because by that point in history, the only way you get retail food is through Amazon.com, and the robots blow up political characters such as the Secretary of Agriculture and the Director of the Bureau of Land Management and so on and so forth. I figure somebody at Amazon must have read that and said, we're not going to sue this guy for defamation. We're just not going to publish his book.
All right, we'll just deliver it by a drone, right?
Yeah, delivered by drones.
Well, maybe LRP will have to get better at this and be able to deliver by drone as well. In the meantime, it is available there, and you just hit that button either on the front page or go to LaRuePress.com and then /2051, and you'll find Rick's book. We will get it on Amazon. We'll dog it. We'll get it done. And And for the most part, I will say that most of those folks that work there, I know that they're hard pressed and they're pushed pretty badly.
Well, I mean, we are in the holiday season especially right now, so there's a lot of whether it's in the dispersing center or in their IT data centers or whatever.
Right. It's this time of the year.
Well, yeah, I know it's tough, but you know what? Rick needs his book out there.
Yeah,
we need
that's
to
right.
Have
especially
him on
this
Amazon.
Time of the year.
Yes, this is the time. So, and like I said, we have some other titles that we're getting ready to put on there. So, please, Amazon, please help us. As I said, they've been sending some kind of strange responses that don't apply to what we've said, and so we're kind of puzzling over that, because in August, when we had the problem, they fixed it rapidly. So we're hoping that they're going to get back to that fixing it rapidly thing.
Maybe they have new personnel.
Perhaps. Rick is just frowning. He wants his book on Amazon.
Yeah.
Darn it.
Yeah.
That's right.
But you know what? We'll get it on Barnes & Noble, too. So there you go.
There you go.
At least we'll have that. And it will be coming out in ebook.
Yep.
And so, you know, and I know on the Kindle side that's a lot easier. We can get it on Google Play as well and any of those others. So watch for it. It's going to be out there in the meantime.
you hear that, Amazon?
RBNV.com. It's there.
You know what's funny? I just Googled 2051 and his last name, and it came up with a Cornell 2051 brush set.
Oh, my.
You should see the look on his face.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
but it doesn't.
He dropped
the Richard and went to Cornell.
In my acknowledgement section, I had to acknowledge Google because I had names for some of my characters. Oh, and I thought, you know, before I publish this, I ought to go to Google to make sure that I haven't given the name of somebody famous inadvertently to one of my characters, and one of the lead characters is named Esperanza Lopez. Well, originally I had her as the name of Esperanza Gomez, and I Googled the name, and Esperanza Gomez is a Colombian porn queen. Well, hence, the name got changed.
That probably got a lot of hits, didn't it?
I'm sure that it would have, yeah. And then another main character was the name of Fred Duckett. Well, Fred Duckett, as it turns out, and you listeners in Houston would know this, was for 45 years the voice of the Houston Astros. Batting fifth, number 45 for your Astros, Jose Cruz. Yeah, that was Fred Duckett. So now the guy is Fred Duckett, with the nickname of Rocket Duckett. You'd think I thought about that from the beginning. No, I didn't.
That's almost as bad as Steven Weenie.
I think I'm going home now.
No, yeah, it's going to go downhill after Brian gets on the show.
I know. Well, you know, our next segment is going to be real interesting, too. So, yeah, we have some controversial stuff going on there as well. So, you know, let's get back to 2051. We only have a couple minutes
left. I think that's what
we
started with.
I know, I know. But we always get kind of taken away.
Derailed.
So, tell us a little bit about your cover design, your creator of that, because that was an interesting process.
Yeah, I have a friend, an artist in Reno named Jim Slokovich, and we talked about this. What he did was he took the big numbers 2051 and appliqued machine parts on it, and then I came up with the idea of tipping the one, so as to suggest in 36 years society is one big machine, but with the tipping of the one, changes in the air. So that's the cover.
So it's not a mechanical book.
No, it's not. There is no DIY in this book, believe me.
Well,
and if you knew me, you would be laughing very hard at that thought. Me writing a DIY book? No.
So do you have another book in the works?
I have an idea for a third book that I'm going to start writing once the initial promotion of this is gone. And I'm going to call it La Raza para Justicia. Spanish for the race for justice.
I thought it was going to be 2052.
No. We're going to be. In fact, this one is going to be a prequel to I Am That Fool, and I'm going to bring back some of the characters from I Am That Fool. And what this is going to explore, and it's based on several cases I've handled, is the systemic bias, if you will, against young Hispanic males who are perceived to be in a gang or who have ever been in a gang. Suddenly, they're the innocent guy at the scene, and as far as that jury's concerned, they did it. We hear you're in a gang, we're done. And I've had several cases with that dynamic about it, and it bothers me tremendously, and that's what I want to write about for novel number 3.
All right. So, and you are on Facebook, aren't you, Rick?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So you can check out Rick Cornell on Facebook. Make sure you get your book on there, too, Rick.
Oh, yeah. No, that's going to be one of the promotional things that soon will have to happen, and it will.
All right. So we have been talking to Rick Cornell, author of 2051, a novel, a new release of his. And you can also find I Am That Fool. And I Am That Fool is on Amazon. So
oh, yeah.
Go
that,
for it.
That definitely is on Amazon. With some nice reviews, by the way.
There you go.
Yeah.
Perfect. So you can always contact me, Janice@lrpnv.com, for any information that we talk about here. Or go to lrpnv.com. Come on back with us for the next segment, our BTS Entertainment Corner.
Reno Tanzanite Magazine celebrates the art, music, and culture of Northern Nevada and beyond. RTT is the indie alternative voice with award-winning photography and groundbreaking, controversial content. Pick up a copy today at the ShotSpot and over 300 locations everywhere. RTT, bold, uncensored, and always free.
You did the unimaginable. You beat cancer. And ever since your victory, the sun shines brighter, air smells sweeter, and every moment you spend with loved ones is even more precious. But now, you've just been told that you have cancer. Again. There's a caring team of experts nearby and ready to help you fight cancer again at mycancercameback.com. Whether the cancer returned to the same place in your body or has now moved to a different location, there are non-surgical treatment options available, even if you've already had surgery, radiation, or chemotherapy to fight cancer the first time. Find out more about treating recurrent and metastatic cancer with a caring team of experts close to home at mycancercameback.com and stay undefeated.
Hello, I'm Brian Ralston, Dolan Lexus Concierge. Here's breaking news. Our newly built Lexus dealership is open at 7175 South Virginia Street. We invite you to come and see the newest and finest Lexus dealership in the Western United States. With more than 69,000 square feet designed to ensure that you have a one-of-a-kind car shopping experience, you'll enjoy easy parking close to our huge indoor showroom for quick and comfortable viewing of all Lexus models, no matter what the weather conditions are outside. Our new home has a state-of-the-art service department with over 40 service bays and 3 express lube racks. The new technology center is set up to help you quickly understand the technology and features built into each of our new Lexus models. Our sales experts don't work on commission and are devoted to you, our customer. Again, I'm Brian Ralston, inviting you to experience Dolan Lexus.
The story of my life, I give away.
Thanks for joining us on What's the Story. It is time for our new BTS Entertainment Corner with Brian T. Shirley.
He can calm
Welcome
us down.
Brian T. Shirley. We wish it was still the comedy corner, perhaps, huh?
Well, I guess y'all don't need that. You're laughing already, so you don't need
me. You know,
me.
Before we come in, Craig always finds something to make me laugh, and it's a good thing, but wow, sometimes it's hard to keep it together.
I'm glad Craig looks at and does something like that instead of looking at my face. Instead of laughing.
Oh, boy, I'm going to have to keep this clean, I can tell.
Yeah, it's a tough job, but somebody's got
to
do it.
Yes,
right?
Rick is still here. He wanted to be on with you, Brian.
Oh, okay. Well, hello, Rick.
Hi, Brian.
I heard all about the book, and it really sounds fascinating. And I just got to know, and don't tell, I know you probably can't tell us, but the act of Christian kindness that gets somebody, you know, charged with treason, that's very interesting.
Yeah, twist. Essentially, what it is harboring an enemy of the state. Who is an enemy of the state? Well, whoever Department of Justice defines as an enemy of the state, that's who it is. So we go from there, but I don't want to steal your time.
No, that's fine. It sounds like a Homeland Security gone awry almost.
Yeah.
Well, let me explain why we changed the name. First of all, this used to be Comedy Corner, Rick, but they said, "Well, you're not funny enough, so we're going to."
Oh.
No, actually...
that's why you only had a corner.
Yeah. Well, we rounded it off, so I don't even know what the corner now. I used to have a radio show called BTS Radio Show where I would just do all kinds of entertainment. It didn't matter. I mean, anything from comedy to movies to music, I had guests on that involved every area of entertainment, and authors, too. But long story short, we started doing this thing called Comedy Corner, where I'd come on real quick and, you know, do 5 to 7 minutes, a few jokes, you know, tell where I was playing. But now I started pulling some others. The last 3 weeks, we've had independent filmmakers on, and I just lucked into another two wonderful actresses that I'm gonna have on soon, and I said, you know what? And then it was Janet's decision. She said, I think we need to change the name because it's, you know, going away from comedy. And I said, well, you're right. Plus, it opens it up for, you know, we can still do have comedians on, but then we can have music, you know, bands and everything. So I just wanted people to know
we're broadening our horizons.
Exactly. And today, we got to get right to this because I know these ladies, they got so much to talk about. And just two fantastic careers we're looking at today with Maria Olson, who's been, she was Miss Dodds in the Fury, it was the creature in the Percy Jackson and the Olympians, The Lightning Thief, Paranormal Activity 3, American Horror Story. She was in Rob Zombie's Lords of Salem. She's been in all kinds. She's in my favorite genre, too. She does horror movies.
We can tell.
Yeah, I just love her work. And she's going to be on. And then Jamie Bernadette, who's also, well, she does across the board. She does a lot of different movies. And she's been just all kinds of stuff herself. She's really got a great career that's starting to blossom. She actually turned the head of, I believe it was Johnny Depp, in a movie. She played a girl that walks through a hotel lobby in a bathing suit, and he can't help but look at her in Mr. Mordecai. And she's been in all... What they're working on now is amazing. I saw the original film called I Spit on Your Grave in 1978. I didn't see it then. I was too young. I saw it years later on VHS.
And yeah, you shouldn't be watching that in 1978 at your age.
Right.
Watched it at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly. So they are doing a remake. They've got the original director, and the lady that played the lead role is coming back, and Jamie is playing her daughter in I Spit on Your Grave, Deja Vu. And she's got a movie called All Girls Weekend, which is kind of like a horror survivalist-type movie she wants to talk about. Southbound, that you were telling me about. Yes, I did read the review on that, Janice. Excellent. Seven stars.
Yes, I know.
And it's a horror anthology that Maria's in, and then they've got a project they're working on now. And I'll just let them tell you everything that they want to talk about.
And so they are on the line, so bring them on whenever you want.
Sure. Okay, well, there you go. You heard there, and you can look them up on IMDb. Both of them have amazing careers going. I've had the pleasure of interviewing Maria, I believe, twice. And this will be the third time. And so Maria Olson and Jamie Bernadette, how are you ladies doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. It's just a pleasure. This is Jamie, I know, because I know Maria's voice. So this is...
Okay, lucky one.
And how are you doing, Maria?
I'm doing well now that I've finally woken up. We had a rap party for I Spit in Your Grave Deja Vu last night, and it was fun. Let me put it that way. It was fun, and eventually I woke up this morning, yes.
Hey, Brian, how come you put everybody to sleep?
Oh, well, that's kind of a private story there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you had the rap party last night. When are we going to be looking at this thing on the screen?
I believe in approximately a year's time. It is in post-production right now, and I think it will take quite a while for it to be put together. I have heard the month October 2016, but I'm not sure, and we are waiting for confirmation of that from our production team right now. And also, Brian, it is a sequel. It is not a remake. It's a sequel to the 1978 I Spit in Your Grave.
Yes. Yeah, and I know that there's people that's kind of tried to mess with that same theory and, you know, do their own little stories, but this is an official sequel, as you say. And I know a lot of people that are excited about this. 37 years later, do you want to talk about any of that, about how, what the process was of him deciding to do this again, or did somebody talk him into it? What happened there?
Europe's somebody a continent. Talk.
You carry the bat.
I mean, there was some talk about it, apparently, you know, for a while between Mayer and Camille Keaton, the lead actress in the 78 film. So, you know, why they decided now, I'm not sure. You know, everything just fell into place, I guess, you know, for them to do it now. But the process officially started a year ago when they, you know, officially announced it.
If I may, this is Jan. I have a couple of questions because I was not familiar with the film, and I was old enough in 1978 to see it.
I was.
That's right. Well, you definitely were.
Oh, yeah.
But I have a curiosity as to what interested both of you to be involved in this type of film because of the controversial nature of it. Give us some idea of why you guys decided you wanted to be a part of this.
Do you want to go first, Maria?
Sorry, what?
I said, do you want to go first?
Sure. For one thing, without giving away any spoilers, I was interested in the complexity of the character that I was auditioning for. I do a lot of horror, and a lot of times my roles are not really large because I'm a character actress. You know, I'm not a leading lady like our Jamie is. and I get smaller roles that I shoot out in a couple of days. But here was this leading role for a lady in my age group, which is unusual. You don't get people of my age generally, you know, having leading roles in horror movies or any movies unless you're Meryl Streep. and I was immediately attracted to what I would have to do to bring this character to life on screen. And also, I love horror. I've been reading Fangoria since I was like six. You know, I watched Dracula movies at my mom's elbow, sort of thing. So I love
Boris
genre.
Karloff.
Yeah. I had watched I Spit in Your Grave, and I was blown away by the raw power of the film. And I was like, I need to be a part of this. And there we have it.
There you go.
question from me. I'm Rick Cornell in Reno. I remember the movie. I didn't watch it when it first came out, but once we had Beta and then VHS, I certainly did. And I remember how controversial the movie was at the time it was released. And I realize, too, that if you haven't hit post-production yet, it's impossible to say. But from what you've done so far, do you think this movie will be as controversial as the original was?
Mm-hmm. They got to think about that a minute.
Yeah. You know, it's...
Yes.
Yes.
They had to
in
think,
a word,
they
yes.
definitely had to think about that one.
Yeah. Asking tough questions, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to answer that without giving away any of the plot points, the storyline, the theme of the film. It's really difficult to, you know...
Well, a lot of people weren't alive then.
Yeah, without giving anything away.
Well, we're gonna go ahead and post a link about this on our What's the Story page so that people can do a little research on their own to see what it's about and all of that and without giving anything away.
I have a question also about the film. I remember, I think I saw the first one maybe twice, but there are scenes in that movie that stuck with me all these years, and because of the rawness and the, gosh, they were just, the way it was shot, it was just so damn real, and there was a scene, and I think anybody that's seen it remembers the bathtub scene, and that just, you can't get that out of your, you can't unsee it once you've seen it, but do you feel that? With this movie, the sequel, you know, the rawness, the real, you know, just where you can just reach out and almost touch it while you're watching it.
And
you
tell
know,
us in a little under a minute.
We could reach out and touch it. In fact, we did touch it. Yeah, I think it's going to be, things are going to happen that you're not going to expect. That's all I'm putting out there.
That's all you're putting out there.
Yeah.
Well, that was short. That was good.
That was under a minute.
Yeah. We're going to be able to talk to them after the break.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we are. Yeah. And I would also like to talk a little bit about Southbound also, if that's possible, if you guys are willing to do that. So I thank you for staying with us. This is What's the Story, and I am Janice Hermsen, and we're going to talk a little more about I Spit on Your Grave. We're going to talk about Southbound, and we're going to come back with Brian T. Shirley and his BTS Entertainment Corner. Be right back.
Be between 12 and 24 years old and going through a difficult time? It's tough to be young and struggling, but there are plenty of resources for you.
Check out renoyouthnetwork.com to learn where you can get help finding food, housing, education, jobs, and other services. Reno Youth Network can be used from your phone, computer, or tablet.
renoyouthnetwork.com, your free online resource guide.
Hi, this is Eddie Floyd. I've been married to Shari now 18 years, and on her finger, you will find a wedding ring that I got from Precision Diamonds. I invite you to go see Victor Valdez, the owner, right here at 5034 South Virginia Street, right by the Olive Garden. Give him a call, 775-829-8282. You'll find out why not only does my wife wear a wedding ring we got there over 18 years ago, but you'll also find out why every birthday, every Christmas, anytime there's a special occasion, I turn to Victor Valdez for support from either him or his great staff at Precision Diamonds. They're located at 5034 South Virginia Street. Their phone number is 775-829-8282. The best diamonds you'll ever find, some of the best rings, jewelry, necklaces, watches, you name it, they've got it at Precision Diamonds. 5034 South Virginia Street. Their phone number is 775-829-8282.
If you're looking to have extraordinary good health, there is one special online company you need to visit, MotherEarthLabs.com. MotherEarthLabs.com is known for producing the highest quality nutritional health supplements you can find, and at affordable prices. Their humic and fulvic acid products, along with their liquid whole food comprehensive wellness formula and other life-enhancing nutritional products, can help dramatically remove toxins in your cells and provide nutrients to improve and maintain optimum health. Their nutritional products are what Mother Nature intended. Ultra pure, manufactured under the strictest standards, and free from toxins or impurities. Their specialty liquid nutritional products are supercharged with nature's miracle molecules, humic and fulvic acids, to deliver natural active ingredients directly to cells. Visit MotherEarthLabs.com today. Remember the website. That's MotherEarthLabs.com.
This is Robert Briley. As a Nevada native and attorney, I have over 25 years' experience helping Northern Nevadans to thoughtfully prepare for the inevitable. You know what you want to have happen with your estate when you pass, but if you don't get your wishes documented, you create a huge burden for your loved ones. You also keep the door open to a lot of conflict and destroyed relationships among your immediate and extended family members. Is that what you really want? Let my staff and I help you put together your plan. Get it documented in a will and maybe a trust so your wishes will be clearly communicated and followed. Save your family the hazard and grief of sorting out things when you're not around. They'll thank you for it. I'm Robert H. Briley, attorney at law with offices located at 557 Washington Street, Reno, and I'm ready to help you. Please call me at 775-333-6565 for an appointment. That's 775-333-6565.
We are back on What's the Story, and you have been listening to our new BTS Entertainment Corner, and that is with Brian T. Shirley in South Carolina. And welcome back, Brian. Take it away.
Yes, and for your folks that might just be tuning in or are listening to the second segment of this, we got Maria Olson on the line, Jamie Bernadette. We're talking I Spit on Your Grave, Deja Vu, Southbound, and All Girls Weekend. I guess we'll continue with Jamie on I Spit on Your Grave with your role in that movie and how you felt about taking on that role.
Well, I had seen the 1978 film I Spit on Your Grave way before I ever auditioned, and I loved the movie, loved it. I remember thinking when I sent in a tape first, and then they called me in for the callback, and I remember thinking, if I just meet Mayer, the director-writer of I Spit on Your Grave, I'm good. You know, of course I wanted the part, but that's how much I loved the film. I thought it was brilliant. You know, there's mixed reviews on it. There's controversy on it, which I think shows that it's a great film. If they're still talking about it 38 years later and debating about it, you know that there's something amazing there. A lot of people see the film as misogynistic. Yeah, I think there's misogynistic elements that are portrayed, which Mayer does very well, because it does exist in our society. But overall, I think the film is a feminist film. It's about a woman who is victimized and becomes empowered and goes after, you know, those men that did this to her, and uses the same weapon that they used against her, her sexuality. So I thought that it was brilliant. So that's why I wanted to be in the film. So playing Camille Keaton, you know, Jennifer Hills' daughter, was just surreal. Like, there was never a doubt in my mind that I was doing this role. You know, it didn't matter what it required of me. I wanted to be a part of this franchise. It was just, there was no question.
Now, did you get to do scenes? I assume you did, but I don't know. Do scenes with the original, the lady who plays your mother, the original person in the original movie.
Oh, Camille and I. We have lots of scenes together, which was absolutely incredible. Meeting her and working with her. You know, she's one of the kindest people I've ever met. She's so humble, and like, she and I hit it off right away, completely comfortable with her, and we have a really tight bond.
That is cool. That is really good. And man, I am looking forward to this, and I know it's going to be a huge success. So this is going to be great for everybody involved. Now, Maria, you've already done like 65 feature films. Like you say, you're a character actress, so that's what I'd love to do, to be honest with you, be a character actor, because I love people like Ernest Borgnine and Jack Palance. They were the people I looked up to. What about Southbound? Now, we read the reviews on IMDb, and it was just fantastic, the horror anthology, which you don't see a lot, and all the stories tied in together. Did you want to point anything out to about that, about your role in that?
Sure. Southbound is played in festivals already throughout the country and in Canada, and it will be released in February in selected theaters and then on VOD. It's a horror anthology with a difference. Instead of just being unrelated stories, it all connects somehow. And although a lot of it is up to the viewer to figure out how it connects and exactly where in this world that you are, each story also can stand on its individual feet, you know, and be seen as a completely separate entity. I just saw it on Sunday night at AFI Fest here in Los Angeles. It is amazing. When I read the script, I never in my wildest dreams imagined what the product would be like finally when I saw it on screen. One of the most enjoyable films I've seen in a long time. I have a smaller supporting role in that, and I was very, very lucky to be invited into that film by Patrick Horwath, who I worked with on Diner, get it, in like 2008. So I'm very, very lucky to have worked with Patrick again. And I also worked with director David Bruckner, who, of VHS fame, you know, he is involved. He's a driving force behind that franchise, and I really hope to work with him again in the future, as he's brilliant.
I just wanted to, this is Jan, I just wanted to mention that one of the reviewers, Brian Tallarico on RogerEbert.com, says that playing with a structure that's clearly inspired by The Twilight Zone, all of the stories within Southbound center on people trying to escape sin and regret. This review is so phenomenal. I mean, it really speaks highly of this film, so I think you should be really proud to be a part of it.
Oh, yeah, I totally am. I was blown away by it. Really, I was.
So,
wow.
Go ahead, Brian.
This is, well, no, I'm just, I didn't mean to interrupt, but this is fantastic. We've got a lot of things in 2016 coming that we're going to have to keep our eyes on, Southbound and Deja Vu, you know, I Spit on Your Grave. Maria, is there any, now you also direct and as well as act, but what upcoming project do you want to talk about? Then we'll hear from Jamie on All Girls Weekend.
Upcoming, I'm leaving on Thursday to shoot the supernatural thriller Martown in West Virginia. I'm there for about 5 days, and I'm back in Los Angeles for a few days, and I'm off to Arizona to shoot the supernatural thriller The Covenant. Two very different roles, back to back, traveling around the country. I mean, this is a dream come true. It's like ridiculous. And I'm also going to announce it here for the first time. Yesterday, I signed with the amazing agency Momentum Talent and Literary Agency, and I am very, very looking forward to what the future will bring for me with this new alliance, this new wonderful group of people that I have in my corner.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's great
news.
Congrats.
Okay, and Jamie, now let's hear from you about All Girls Weekend and when this is coming out again. I don't know if you told us already, but go ahead.
Yeah, All Girls Weekend is a horror film. It's a all-female principal cast, and it's coming out on DVD in April. So they just secured distribution with Uncorked Entertainment, so it's really great. The script is phenomenal. It's about these girls that have a reunion. They were, you know, childhood friends, and they get together as adults, and they, you know, go on a weekend trip in the woods, and they get lost. And I can say the script is really good. There's some really nice twists in it. Lou Simon wrote it, and she's a brilliant writer. So they did have a screening, and I heard nothing but good things about it. I was filming at the time in a movie called Elder Island up in Michigan, so I wasn't able to attend the screening, but everybody says it's really, really good. I'm excited about that.
Great. Yeah, I know you had said that in the email that you wanted to cover that. I don't want to down the movie or anything, but would you say kind of like, does it have like a Deliverance type theme? Or it kind of sounds like it, but I mean, I'm just trying to put it in, you know, context here. But
be careful, we have an attorney on set.
would that be fair? Or?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's really hard to say. There's really nothing like this. Like, when I read a lot of scripts, and when I read this script, I was like, I want to do this movie. I've got to do this movie. Because the script is, it's so unique, you know? You don't see what happens coming. This isn't like any other film where, you know, a bunch of people get lost in the woods. There is a lot more to it than that, but it's, you know, I don't want to give anything away. So,
well, we're going to make you come on when you can give things away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
or be naked and afraid.
all right. Well, ladies, I know we're winding down now. Thank you so much, both of y'all, for coming on. Maria, you know, it's great to have you on again. And, let the people know where they can find y'all, Maria, and then Jamie, let the folks know anything else you want to know, but importantly, where they can find you and your projects that are coming up and what you're working on right now.
You can find me on Facebook. My fan page is Maria Olson, and then I have one for my company, Monsterworks66, And I'm also on IMDb under both of those names, and Twitter at Maria Olson 66.
All righty. And Jamie, how about you?
I'm on Facebook, Jamie Bernadette. And I'm on Instagram, same Jamie Bernadette. And then my Twitter is my name, but with the E off the end. So Jamie Bernadette. I'm pretty easy to find. There's not
just
any.
Just search Jamie Bernadette.
Just Google it. Yeah. Just Google it.
There you go. Thank you guys very much for coming on. And Brian, wonderful first BTS Entertainment Corner.
Oh, yeah. This is really cool. And ladies, obviously, you got to come back when these projects get closer in and give us some more, please.
Yes. All right. Thank you very much. Do you have any quick trivia for us? Friday the 13th, quick trivia. You got about 20 seconds.
Oh, for me?
Yes. No, we got it from Dennis.
I printed something out here. Do you know that 13 is a lucky number for Italians?
No.
There you go.
There you go. So you can take that
13th,
with you for Friday the 13th.
Can be a lucky number.
Yeah. Bella, bella.
Bella. Thank you, Rick Cornell.
All right.
Thanks, Brian T. Shirley. We'll see you next week. And thank you, everybody, for listening. This is What's the Story. I'm Janice Hermsen. Come back with us next week.